Welcome to the Upper East Side. We're sure you're already familiar with this neighborhood as it is now, home to the New York Junior League's Astor House, several museums including the Met, the Frick, the Guggenheim, and the Museum of the City of New York. It's flanked by Central Park and the East River, a destination for luxury hotels like the Pierre, the Surrey, the Mark, and the Lowell. It is the backdrop for many a film and television series, from Breakfast at Tiffany's to Sex and the City to Gossip Girl, and the place of residence to plenty of wealthy New Yorkers. What you may not know about the Upper East Side is its history. Almost every residence and commercial building in the Upper East Side Historic District has a long and storied history. That includes its renowned architects, famous residents, and unforgettable stories. Some may have a not-so-great reputation, while others inspire awe. We are so excited that you're here with us today. The Upper East Side is defined by four boundaries: East 59th Street to the south, East 96th Street to the north, and its east-west borders are Central Park and the East River. However, the real marvels of the neighborhood can be found from Lexington Avenue to Fifth Avenue, which is where our tour focuses. Here, architectural dreams came true and history was made in the walls of these refined homes and apartment complexes. In the beginning of the 19th century, the Upper East Side was just a field. When Central Park was completed by Calvert Vaux and Frederick Law Olmsted in 1858, wealthier New Yorkers decided to purchase plots of land east of the park to build residences away from the hustle and bustle of downtown. It's as if they were looking for the original suburbs without setting out to the country, and could easily get there. Park Avenue was actually a railroad. Names you will recognize funded these homes: the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, the Roosevelts, the Whitneys, and of course, the Astors. They commissioned the top architects of the time, Richard Morris Hunt, Charles Pierpont Henry Gilbert, Warren and Wetmore, known for Grand Central Terminal, and Thomas Hastings, also known for designing the New York Public Library, among others, for some of the initial structures, vast mansions and townhouses on large lots along Fifth Avenue facing the park. Others built on the adjacent side streets. We'll see remnants of those today on our walk. Unfortunately, the Gilded Age of private mansions has not lasted to today. Many have been taken over as embassies or carved into apartments. One of the few remaining homes in all of its glory is Henry Clay Frick's residence, now known as the Frick Museum. It is part of the tour. But the popularity of the neighborhood did last. In the early 1900s, before the First World War, apartment houses began to replace the private mansions, the first of which was set at East 72nd Street, 907 Fifth Avenue. Townhouses were built on the side streets as well as other luxury apartment complexes for the next 100 years. The neighborhood's wealthy residents expanded east to Madison, the wide boulevard of Park Avenue when the rail was removed, and Lexington Avenue. There are even great examples of historic homes between First and Third Avenues, rows of townhouses constructed on former farms, and upscale residential buildings on York and East End Avenues, built in the mid-1900s for the city's wealthiest residents. Gloria Vanderbilt famously lived in one on East End Avenue until her death in 2019. That's why today you see such a variety of architectural styles in the area. On any given street, you may see a pre-war townhouse butting against a modernist townhome constructed in the 1960s with a brand new apartment across the street. It all goes into the fabric of the neighborhood and why the Upper East Side draws a great spectrum of residents. Notable personalities from Jackie O to Bunny Mellon, Vera Wang to Tom Ford, Andy Warhol to Ricky Gervais, and the Real Housewives of New York call the Upper East Side home. In fact, so many famous names have an uptown address that there is an entire Wikipedia entry devoted to the list. It's dozens more if you add the fictional characters, such as Charlotte York and Blair Waldorf, to the collection. We are so glad you're joining us today to tour these stunningly beautiful streets. You'll learn about the colorful residents inside, the forward-thinking architects who spare no expense, and the sometimes crazy stories that follow the four walls. Enjoy, and as always, thank you for supporting the New York Junior League.